Hey guys, welcome to the Beers and Movies podcast. This is Memo Caracheo. I'm here as always with my good friend.
What's up, guys? It's Eddie. Welcome back.
Today we got our second documentary after Fake Famous.
Fake Famous, which is kind of similar in topic, right?
Yeah, it has some similarities. We're doing Netflix's Hot Girls Wanted, which is a documentary that was released in 2015. Netflix original. What can we say? A lot of people, I think, watched it or heard about the doc during the time when it came out.
Yeah, it's about 6 years old, right? It's kind of.
Yeah. So basically, we're gonna get into detail about it, but a quick summary of what the documentary is about. People looking for girls to do porn.
Yeah, it's about girls going into amateur porn, right?
Yeah, that's a better way to put it.
Not like professional with all these.
Not the one that everyone knows.
Yeah, and so it's basically about it's about how girls are recruited into porn, and they're not tricked or anything.
They know exactly what they're doing, but yeah. I'll get into that more, like what I think. Mm-hmm. But that's, to make it a super short story, that's what it's about: girls being recruited to make amateur porn videos, right? And before we get into more detail, what are we drinking today?
Oh yeah, we're drinking today Topo Chico,
as you probably saw already on our stories.
Yeah, which has been one of our recently more popular ones for us.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, not the manliest beer or anything, right? Or hard seltzer.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the best hard seltzer in my opinion.
Yeah. It's the only one that I kind of like, to be honest.
Yeah.
But it's there, you know.
But we're a few of these in already.
Yeah.
Maybe four of them in there.
Yeah, something like that. Four. So, okay. So, Hot Girls Wanted. So, we're going to tell you, at least the first half of the episode, a little more detailed summary about the documentary. And it's crazy how a lot of this young girls, their ambition, because if the movies, like you mentioned, or the documentary is about young girls, 18, 19, fresh out of high school. So a lot of these girls, they're from maybe small towns, and their big ambition is to get out of their,
get out of their small town.
Get out of a small town, travel, make money. They're not, I wouldn't say that they're
not really escaping anything, really.
No, and I was going to say they're not really girls that grew up like super poor or struggling.
No, they're just average girls, aren't they?
Average girls.
Yeah, and I guess they want to just get out of their town and out of their simple, they don't want
to. They wanted to get out of their ordinary lives.
Yeah, they don't want to like stay in their routine, town, get married and have kids there and die there. They want to do different things.
And that's one of the things that one of the girls said, that, I look at my parents' life right now and I don't want to be like them. And that's their thought right there and then when they're 18, fresh out of high school. And
it follows three girls, right, in particular?
Yeah, let's just call girl one, two, and three.
Yeah.
I think that would be easier. Girl one, two, and three. The movie starts with the guy who's recruiting them, and this guy has a house in Miami.
Miami, yeah. This takes place in Miami because, according to the documentary, there are less strict laws in porn there.
Yeah.
As opposed to California, or I don't know. As opposed to California, right?
Or other places.
It's less strict there, so people are moving there to do amateur porn. Right?
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, like you're saying, Miami is an easy place to go to start your porn career.
Yeah.
So to speak, So yeah, this guy has a house in Miami.
And houses these girls.
Yeah, exactly. So the the way that they show you that this guy starts recruiting girls to do amateur porn is that you know, he posts a lot of ads on Craigslist, you know,
yeah.
And he will tell you, you know, it's a free flight to come to Miami.
Yeah.
And you'll find these ads on you know, modeling TV, the classics, you know,
yeah.
Modeling,
radio,
photo shoots, radio, hopefully not podcasts, right? The girls, obviously, they're eager to get the hell out of their houses, out of their towns, out of their parents' place. And so they take it, you know, they go fly in to see this guy, and basically the guy gets work for them. He's not a producer. He basically...
Well, he's like a talent manager.
Exactly. That's the way.
So these girls basically live in the house where he lives. Uh-huh. There's like five girls in the room, like they're there, I guess. And they pay rent.
Yeah.
They pay rent to live there, and he gets them jobs.
He gets them work.
Yeah, work.
He gets them shoots.
Well, they call these girls the talent. They call them talent.
Yeah.
And so, but the guy is not a sketchy guy at all or anything. He's just like an average guy. He's just like he's not like taking advantage of him or anything. Or like when I saw the movie in the beginning, I thought, oh, this guy's gonna be like, you know, this guy's kind of sketchy. You know,
this guy's gonna trick them into doing something.
But the guy's just strictly business, right?
I mean, yeah, he's all business, and he even says, I'm never going to run out of girls because every day a girl turns 18 and every day a different girl wants to do porn, wants to move out of their parents' house and make money.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, the main point of the documentary, I guess.
Them just trying to make it big in the porn industry.
Yeah, because they're just starting.
Yes, but if I may say, I mean, the porn industry is like I would imagine it's like anything else, like the a movie industry or actor. Like, it's super fucking hard to, like, even like for porn stars, right? I mean, I would imagine it's hard because there's a lot of them, you know.
And that's a key point that
it's like baseball, you know.
That you would imagine, but I mean, apparently, I mean, it's not that freaking hard, especially for a girl, I think.
Yeah.
Even one of the girls, she mentions that, you know, you got boobs, you got an ass,
you got a vagina.
You got a vagina, you can make it
important. You can work, right?
You can work. And one of the things I want to say, the girls know exactly what they're going into. Like you mentioned, the guy who's recruiting them in Miami, he's not lying to them. He's not painting a different story or scenario. He's being straight up with them. But I mean, at the same time, okay, really, you're not taking advantage of them, or at least on paper. But I mean, they're fresh out of high school, 18-year-old, 19-year-old girl that doesn't know really anything about
the world,
about the world,
or herself,
or herself. And even we were saying one of the girls when she's back home, because the girls go to Miami and then, you know, they come back home.
Yeah, it follows them like going back home and
exactly.
Seeing their parents.
And one of the things that you pointed out when we were watching the movie is that one of the girls, I mean, she was taking her, because she's talking to her mom.
Right.
And she takes out her high school yearbook 2013.
Yeah,
high school 2013, which,
our class
of 2013. So
damn,
I mean, 14, 2014, 2015, 18, 19, you still don't know shit about life.
Yeah.
You're still, even then, right now, I don't consider at 25, 26, I don't consider myself that I'm such an experienced person.
Yeah.
But I mean, from 7 years, to six, seven now, years till now,
no more, right?
You know, a little bit more, you know, a thing or two about the dealio, you know.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that I wanted to say is that, I mean, I think it's an easy catch for someone who's recruiting girls for amateur porn to, you know, paint a good story or sell them and recruit them with, you know, you're gonna travel, you're gonna make money
and payment, right?
Exactly.
I think like an average payment, I think I saw was like what, like 900 per shoot or something.
One of the girls, I think she made $900 in like 5 hours.
Okay, 5 hours. But there's also all these things that go into. You have to take into consideration, you know, like they have to get their. I mean, they have to buy their own underwear, clothes, you know, and mm-hmm. things like that. And makeup.
That's one of the things that eating, you know, that one of the girls said, that it's not cheap to be a porn star.
Right, because they pay for their own shit.
Yeah. You got to stay fit. You got to pay maybe a gym membership to work out. I mean, to look good on camera.
Yeah.
Buy your own, I don't know, whatever, lingerie or whatever for shoots.
Yeah. So, travel.
Exactly. And a lot of traveling. So, I mean, that's one of the things that they mentioned in the movie, that it's not something cheap to maintain the porn star lifestyle.
Right.
And... yeah, and one of the girls also, you know, when she goes back home, the one that we were mentioning about the yearbook, I mean, her mom finds out real quick that she's doing porn, and her dad doesn't know.
Yeah.
So that's one of the story that the documentary follows, that the dad doesn't know.
Yeah, and she's like a nice girl. I mean, she seems like
She was a cheerleader in high school, captain of the cheerleading team.
Yeah. I mean, but like, first of all, I want to clarify that I'm not saying that any of this is bad. Right. I mean, girls can do whatever they want, you know, with their bodies, with their lives, you know.
Uh-huh.
So they can do whatever they want, but they already know, like, they're getting into this, you know.
Yeah.
But the dad doesn't know, right?
The dad doesn't know that you know, his lovely daughter who... I mean, throughout the film, they mentioned that, you know, I'm so proud of everything, and I'm always going to be proud of you. And you, when you watch that part of the film, you kind of get cringy. You're like, oh, damn, yeah. Like, you know, you don't, that he doesn't know that his daughter's doing porn or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, because you, I guess you put yourself in his shoes or something, you know?
Yeah, and then and that same girl also has a boyfriend, yeah. And the boyfriend knows that his girl does porn, you know?
Yeah, and well, the boyfriend lives in Texas, and the girl works
in Florida,
in Miami, right?
Miami,
Florida. So, but the guy knows, and the guy's cool with it, right? Like to a certain point,
I mean, he's cool with it, but. He's cool with it, but he's not cool with it. I mean, he just knows, and he's like, okay.
Supports,
you know,
right? Whatever she wants to do.
Supports her, you know, it's your body. But, I mean, you could see that he's not really that okay with it, or that he prefers for her not to do that.
Yeah. I mean, but my respect to that guy, because he didn't, he never once, like, told, hey, you know, get out of there.
Yeah. He never, for sure, dude.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. I never thought about that, but that's... That's absolutely true. I mean, the guy has, you know, his girlfriend, and you know, she does porn, and he's stuck up with her. I mean, they didn't break up. And just to close up in the movie, I mean, that's pretty much what the movie is about. I mean, that's the whole thing. Yeah. You know, they follow this girl's life, and you know, and a lot of the girls. It starts hitting to them, or they start feeling uncomfortable when they do scenes with older male talents.
Yeah, let's talk about this, because by the first half of the doc, you start to see like the girls are okay with this, like they're ambitious and they want to do it.
Yeah, because in the beginning, it's all fun and games. You go, oh, let's fucking make money. You know, I'm gonna travel the world. I left my hometown. And I've been traveling. Oh, because even one of the girls says, you know, I've never been in an airplane before. I've never been in a flight. And I'm making money. I'm living the life. You know, it's all cool. You know, it's all confident. It's all confidence. And you know, it's awesome, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, what you were going to say, midway through the docu, what starts happening with the girls?
Well, honestly, like I myself, like I found it a little uncomfortable. I mean, that these girls start to feel like, I don't know, I guess like uneasy or unsafe themselves. Because like their first one, like, well, they start recruiting more and more, right? And like one of the first, like one of the later girls that comes on, like her first shoot is to do like something that's forced, right? But it's for the
that's a scene, right?
Yeah, it's a scene, right? But it's like forced and shit, and it's kind of
and it's with an older, way older male talent,
an older guy, yeah. And the girl seems like uncomfortable, right?
Yeah, she's kind of like she's disgusted by it.
Yeah. So I'm kind of like there. You start to see like, oh, you know, maybe like, what did I get myself into? You know, like what did I do?
Yeah, why did I start doing this? And towards the end of the docu, two other girls quit porn. Some other two are still in the industry, and at the end of the film, the girl tells her dad that, you know, that she does porn and she quits.
But the dad already knew, right?
Yeah, because I mean, like,
but he didn't want to believe it.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you too during when we were watching it. That man, parents are not gonna be stupid, you know. They know that you're up to something.
Yeah, I mean, because think about it. I think like I mentioned in the movie, like, okay, like everybody like in the world watches, well, like per se, right? There's a lot of porn viewed everywhere, right?
Yeah, at least I mean, it even like in and like I mean, I'm not Google. I'm not gonna give you a number, but throwing it out there, at least like 9 out of 10 people have seen some kind of porn or have come across some kind of porn in their life.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, like, people from your hometown are gonna see you eventually. You know, if you're porn. Yeah.
They're going to recognize you.
Yeah, and so maybe those people are going to send it to their cousins of these people, of the talent.
Yeah.
And so they send it to their moms, family, or they mention it, even though they don't want to.
And even the guy who's recruiting the girls in Miami, he's talking to one of the girls, and one of the girls is like, okay, I'm scared that my parents are going to find out. And he even himself tells her, dude, your parents are going to find out.
They're going to find out like a month in.
A month in, your parents are going to find out.
Yeah, whether you like it or not.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So that's the documentary for you. It's something that's still on Netflix, and it's not gonna go away because
it's a Netflix original. But this is the reality, you know, it's happening.
That's a reality of porn nowadays, and it's just, I mean, a lot of girls sometimes they just get into it because they want to become escape. An actress or become Insta famous.
Or just escape, no? Like
escape their what their lives are at the moment. That maybe they don't even. It's not even that bad, but they just wanna for them or their 18-year-old, 17-year-old selves.
They just keep running away from something, you know.
Like, yeah,
we don't know. I mean,
but I want to ask you now that we kind of. We pretty much already gave you the whole movie.
Yeah, but it's okay because you're gonna see it either way if you do see it.
If you check out the movie or if you've seen it before, check it out on Netflix. It's there. But one of the things that I want to ask you, for example, you that you're single.
Yes.
We see in the docu that this guy starts dating. Is dating a girl that's important.
Yeah.
What about you?
I already know where you're going.
I kind of gave the question away.
You asked me if I would date a girl who's important.
Would you ever date a girl that's important, that's doing porn?
I don't want to answer this in a bad way, but I would say no.
It's a tricky question, though.
Yes. Yeah.
You can't be politically correct about it.
I don't know. We know in this show, we're real as hell. You know, we're real. We say what we think. I'm going to say no, and the only reason is because I wouldn't want other people to know about our private life, and so that would already
that would ruin it.
Like, you know, if I want to have a girlfriend, it's gonna be like me and her private, you know, like it's our own things that just stick to us, you know, and this is like not something I would be interested in, you know. It's not gonna like I said, guys do go out with girls like that and they're cool with it.
And even one in the documentary, one of the guys is saying that, like, you know, I would watch porn, but now I feel bad because now I'm thinking this is somebody's daughter, this is somebody's somebody's girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah, or even in the part where they're back in Texas and they're like at a party, like the couple with the porn star and the boyfriend. They're at a party and they start asking the girl like,
put us a video or something.
Yeah, like? Or like, where do we search you under?
Oh yeah,
and you start seeing the girl get uncomfortable, like. Like, you know, like these, you don't ask these kind of shit. Like, yeah. Even if you are a porn, doesn't mean like you should be asking it.
Like, and I feel like when you're in that line of work and you're at a party, and I feel like you should expect to be asked those questions because people are stupid. People are gonna ask dumb questions.
So you're right. You expect to be asked because people are stupid, right? Exactly. But you shouldn't. Right? But like a lot of these girls are not what they seem like.
No.
They just do it for work, right?
They just do it for work. One of the girls was doing it to pay for her tuition.
Oh, yeah.
But now, yeah, I know what you mean. I think if I was in a position where, like, obviously I'm married, right?
Yeah, you're married.
So, but if I was in a position like that where you know, if I were to date someone who does porn, I'd probably go for it now.
I wouldn't be able to handle it. It's too much. Like for me, people don't know about my personal life with my partner. So now that would be a no. I can't stand like people talking about us, and that's just me, you know.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this: you're married.
Married man, right?
Yeah, you're married man. So
married people.
Do you think watching porn affects a relationship or a marriage like yourself?
An interesting point because, actually. One of our listeners or that you know listens to the podcast frequently. Mm. We can give a little shout out to her, Ale.
You're a friend.
Yeah. Okay, so she was actually asking about this on one of her stories.
It's interesting.
And it got me thinking, you know, which is kind of like the same question you're asking me right now.
Yeah.
That if watching porn affects while you've been in a relationship, you know, whether it's a boyfriend or girlfriend or married, like in my case, right? And it's kind of weird, you know, it's a hard question to answer. But to my point, and this is what I responded to my friend Ale, on her Instagram story is that okay, maybe like in a boyfriend or girlfriend or married couple to some, maybe it won't be something that could affect the relationship. But the point that I made was that the only thing that could go wrong with that is that, you know, whatever you're watching porn in a relationship or let's say for on a guy's perspective, you know? You watch on those videos things that are not reality.
Right.
A lot of the times.
Oh, yeah. All of it, you know.
If not all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, that fantasy world, maybe you get too much into it and you start wanting to find that or looking for that in your partner, whether it's your girlfriend or wife that you're watching in the video. And sometimes your partner is not gonna give you that because it's not reality.
Okay. Yeah. I get what you're saying.
So like that, I think that could lead to something like maybe you're gonna wanna try to or vice versa, or a girl or a guy.
Yeah.
You're gonna wanna try to maybe if you're too much into it find that in someone else. That's the only thing that I would say that could be maybe. You know, a con, you know, or that could affect the relationship.
Should women get upset about men watching porn?
Should men be upset about women watching porn?
No, I mean, I wouldn't. I wouldn't get upset. I mean, I hope she wouldn't get upset with me either.
It's kind of like a topic.
Yeah, it is, but it's especially for you because you're
working.
But it's a. Yeah, it's
there, right?
It's an interesting topic to definitely tackle later on.
I mean, yeah.
But I mean,
let me say this. At least,
can we get real here? Like,
No. That's what I'm saying. At least like 8 or 9 out of every 10 girls, they'll be okay with it. Like, if a guy is watching porn or whatever.
Yeah.
Up to a certain extent, I think. Yes. Even from a guy's perspective, where I would think like if you're too much into it, maybe like like too much into it. Like,
that's an unhealthy sign of an unhealthy maybe relationship, right?
Yeah. But so an unhealthy same period, even if you're single.
Yeah, but there you go. That's true. I don't know what you're doing. That's true. But I guess what I'm saying is everyone, or we went to porn for a reason. That's one reason, right? It's to get pleasure, right?
Yeah.
And so we don't really get too much into that, you know. It's just for what reason.
Yeah.
And everybody, it's normal, I guess. No, it's human.
Yeah.
So even if you are married or in a relationship, you know.
And even if you don't, because like what you're saying, I mean, maybe some people don't even have to watch porn to just, you know, to give love to themselves.
I guess.
Anyways, so that's a good question, actually.
But we're already getting into
both good questions.
Those were good questions.
Anyways,
but I would not date a porn star unless it was Lana Rhodes. That's a joke.
It's a joke. You're sober.
No.
So then I guess my final answer would be that I guess it could affect the relationship, and like up to a certain extent.
Yeah, to a certain extent. I say if you do it too much on that.
Yeah.
So but,
I think that's a wrap for the question.
Yeah, but the question segment is over. What did you think about this doc? I mean, overall, it's a documentary.
Overall,
I liked it. I mean, it's an interesting topic. I like subjects that are real, you know, and just raw and just fucking. And this is happening, you know. It's not going to stop happening for
more years. No.
And this was made in 2015 where there was none of this. Mostly there was none of these, like, other things that are coming into the like, OnlyFans. I'm pretty sure in the future they're going to make
something else.
Documentary about how OnlyFans, you know, girls are making money on that. And so I want to say that, I mean, girls can do whatever they're with their bodies. And it's theirs, but just hope they're staying safe and avoiding situations where they can be in danger from the people who are trying to work with them, you know. Like,
yeah, of course. For me, I liked it. I think it's up there with Fake Famous. I really like Fake Famous. I'm not a big documentary person, but Fake Famous and this one are good. I would definitely give this one maybe like an 8.8 because it's so real.
8.8 is good.
For a documentary. For a documentary, I think.
Yeah, I'll give it an 8.0.
8.0? Okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it's incredible that this was produced by Rashida Jones.
Rashida Jones, who we know from...
From Karen, from the Karen from in the Office.
The Office, Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec. I Love You, Man.
I Love You, Man. A classic. What's her character in Parks and Rec? Anne Perkins.
Anne Perkins.
But yeah,
it was Rashida Jones. To me, that was an RKO out of nowhere.
This is a topic that we were interested in. I mean, they want to bring awareness to it. You know, that's
what for sure.
And it's great that she did.
Yeah,
because that can make us learn about this shit. You know, how it grows.
And I want to say, I don't want to say just because. I kind of like Rashida Jones.
I like Rashida Jones. She's badass.
She's also a good actress, you know.
Great actress.
So it's well produced. Yeah, she's super pretty. So it's well produced, and not just because it's Rashida Jones.
Yeah. Short doc too, like 120 minutes.
Something like that, yeah.
But
check it out. You know, it's a real subject. It's something that's going on right now, and even maybe
to a
bigger extent than 6 years ago, like you mentioned, because of OnlyFans and shit like
the
that.
The internet era. And VR, you know, we haven't even
got to. But yeah, that's the episode for today, guys. We hope you enjoyed it, and I think this is probably one of the most real episodes that we've done because of the subject.
I mean, we're really talking about things that are not fiction, you know, or, you know.
Yeah, things that are going on right now. But anyways, check out any past episodes. I think this is the 18th episode that we've done, but all the episodes are available. You know where, we don't have to tell you.
And shoot us a DM on our Instagram which is
Beers and Movies 94.95.
Let us know recommendations what we should do, and have a good one, guys. Thank you.
Bye, guys.